And we bring now the Broken Bow High School Wrestling Report for this week as we're joined by Broken Bow Boys Head Wrestling Coach Ed Schaaf. Always good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Boy, you had quite the tournament that you participated in. We're talking about this off the air, but I forget sometimes how many teams overall are represented at this thing. You went to the Norm Manstead invite, which is held at Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I think you can say a big boy tournament, kind of, in the regular season, huh?
It was a big boy tournament. Yeah, there was 33 teams, and you know what? You look at who were up at the top, and, you know, Columbus is ranked like second or third in Class A, and Lincoln East is second or third. I can't remember. They're vice versa. But, and then you had North Platte, and then you had Battle Creek, who's number one in C. Pierce is up there. They're number two in C. I mean, it's just, yeah, it was a big boy tournament. There was a lot of wrestling, a lot of good wrestling, and it's kind of a different tournament because with that many teams, it's not a true like bracketed tournament. So the first day they put you into pools, and so they would have there be teams. You know, there might be pools that had 32 guys in it or more. And they'd put them in pools, and you would wrestle your way out and get into they'd take the top, you know, I think it's top two or top four. We really didn't know how this was working because this is the first year of the format, and Norm Manstead, who the tournament is named after, I think he's been coaching at Clark's for almost 50 years, and he's like, I don't know how this works, but it'll work. And then we were all kind of the same way. It's like, well, they, you know, and I told the guys, I said, I don't know where we're going to be at. Just know that every round you need to be ready to wrestle and get yourself ready. And so, you know, that first day, I think we were done by a little after three. And, you know, we had some kids that didn't make it to Saturday. If you don't wrestle well enough on Friday, you don't get to wrestle on Saturday. So they, you know, we come back into Saturday, and then they put you into brackets, and it's one of those, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's kind of like state duels in that if you win your first match of your 8-man bracket, you're first through fourth. If you lose, you go to the backside, and best you can get is fifth. So it's, I don't think we had any more than four matches on Saturday, but, or kids had more than four matches, but yeah, it was fun. You started looking at those 8-man brackets of the kids that were on the top side. And, you know, I think I remember looking at the 175-pound bracket. And out of the eight kids, I think the worst record was like 17-4.
Wow.
Everybody had zero losses or one or two. It was just like, holy smokes, it was tough. I mean, it really was. And that's kind of what we wanted. We battled with a lot of illness. You know, Kobe Wells was Friday was thrown up in the trash cans, and he fought through it. And then we tried to wrestle on Saturday. He was feeling better in the morning, and then he got out there wrestling, and he wrestled a kid from Loganview that he beat twice when we were up in Loganview, and just he was in on shots that normally Kobe Wells finishes, and he just didn't have it in him. So we, you know, he wrestled one time, and then he was not very happy with me. But I had went to our coaches and even talked to his dad about it, and I said, I don't think this is worth it. I mean, I understand we want to wrestle and we want to compete, but the best he was going to get was fifth, and the chance of him losing matches that would hurt him in the long run, we just pulled him out. And so we had some kids that, you know, Bowen Ritter never went because he was sick, and we just had guys that weren't there. Braxton Reinerson had a prior commitment at a big bull show, so he wasn't there. And but the guys we went, they wrestled tough, and there wasn't we walked away, and it wasn't like we didn't feel like we were kicked as bad as what, I mean, it sounded or looked. Our kids wrestled pretty tough. It's just there's a lot of tough dudes down there.
Yeah. Well, that's why I love the fact that we do this every week, because you can't always get a feel for how things went by just looking at the final results on track wrestling.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you're in here to talk about that. I want to go back to Kobe a little bit, but not just him, but others who can be in that same situation throughout the course of the season. As a coach, sometimes you roll, you kind of move into that person of, sometimes I've got to protect these kids from themselves.
Yes.
Am I okay to say that?
Yeah. Kobe Wells was mad at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I was like, you know what? He goes, I want to compete. And I'm like, I told him, I said, I never doubt your toughness. This is not a thing of me thinking you're not tough enough to handle. This is me trying to look at the big picture. And the same thing with Cash Watson. Cash got into the semis and, you know, it got beat by a kid from Battle Creek that's pretty good, but his knee was bothering him. Mm-hmm. And he, you know what, he's been battling some illness as well. So he was another one that we pulled out. I mean, he was going to wrestle the number one kid in Class C for third and fourth, and while we wanted to compete, it's like, you know, is getting third as big of a deal to us as it is, you know what, being able to be there at the end for districts and possibly state. Uh-huh. And it was like, it's not worth it. He got some good matches in, he wrestled well, we got some stuff we can work on, and we just set him out, and he didn't wrestle his last one. He'd have been, you know what, feeling better, and his knee wouldn't have been hurting him as bad. We'd have rolled with it, but
yeah.
But it's fun because it's 10 mats out on a field turf, and they had bleachers around the outside edges, but they're portable bleachers that are only three levels high.
Uh-huh.
And you would just see these big like camps behind the bleachers of everybody setting up bag chairs, and they would have like a Broken Bow camp, you know, would be all sitting there, and then all of a sudden Broken Bow would be on a mat, and you could just see the Broken Bow mob coming over, and we just
nice.
Engulf a mat and you know what, watch the match, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, and everything's, you know what, we're all on our phones because they had one big display with it, but you couldn't hardly see the matches, so everybody's on their phones, and it'd be like, oh, we got somebody over on one. Oh, we got somebody over on mat 10, and
kind of had to divide and conquer as far as cheering goes, right?
Yep. It was but it was fun because I mean it was just kind of like a great big club tournament because I mean there's just people all around the mats. When you got to the finals, they wrestled two mats, and I was standing up, and it was about seven deep to the match. And the two mats, I mean, everybody was just standing around. Yeah. It was pretty intense. It was pretty good wrestling.
I was looking, you know, through the 2 days, kids could wrestle, what, 8 or 9 matches?
Yeah.
Through the 2 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some kids. I think Kelston Linder got like 8 or 9 matches.
Yeah.
And he wrestled really well, too, for us.
Got fifth for you, right, at 126?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, you know what? And that's the thing is, he lost a few matches, but you look at the kids he lost to, and it's like, man, they were some good kids. And so it was, it's a good tournament for us. You know, some of our, you know, younger kids got out there and got to battle and got to see what it's all about. And some of our older kids, you know what, we got to see test their mettle and see what they got in them, because there was no, especially on Saturday, there was no easy matches.
Yeah. Sounds like it serves as a good barometer to where you're at this point in the season.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we come out and, you know what, we're kind of, you know, last week was just kind of all duels, and this is just a big old bracketed tournament. And so everybody's kind of on their own, and it's like, go out there and, you know, we had some wins that were big wins. You know, Devin Baum beat a kid from Lincoln Lutheran that beat him last year and was down, I think, one point, like 13-1, and come back and won the match. And, you know, we just had some matches that, you know what, you really got to see kids compete and just, you know, their desire to win.
Mm-hmm.
So Cole Noose had a big match, you know, and it wasn't for a medal, it wasn't for anything. He was on the other side of the bracket, but you know what, he had a real intense overtime match last match of the day for him, and it was just like, you could see at the end he was worn out. I mean, it's a long, long day. We left at Friday morning, we were on the vans at 5 a.m. and it's a grind.
Yeah. Well, let's look at what's ahead this week.
Mm-hmm.
I know on Thursday you go up to Valentine. This has become kind of an annual thing, the triangular with you and Valentine and Gothenburg.
Mm-hmm.
So you get them on Thursday. And then Boy, I didn't look at the schedule ahead. This weekend, you got what?
Well, so we got Valentine and Gothenburg on Thursday. Here on Friday, we have Shadron.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
Shadron
can
on
come
Friday,
out and,
yeah.
And see us in a duel Friday night. Starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be just probably just varsity matches. Shadron's coming down for, I think they go to Grand Island for a tournament on Saturday. So they come down and want to get a duel in the night before. And so it's going to be good. Shadron's got a pretty good dual team. They're just pretty deep. So there's going to be some really good matches there on Friday. Then Saturday we go to Gothenburg dual tournament.
Gothenburg,
so we
that's
get,
right.
We get five duels there. So we get eight duels in 3 days.
Well, this is a big weekend for you guys as far as a duel situation is concerned, because I know coming into the season, one of the goals, get back to state duels. And so these are three big days for you this week, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's the thing is we got to get everybody healthy and get everybody ready to go. So,
all right.
I think they're up for the task.
Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to throw in a shameless plug.
That's all right.
KBBN will be there on Thursday up in Valentine calling the matches, so you can tune in and listen. We're going to put Crawley to work.
That's good.
On Thursday. So
that is good.
All right.
All right.
Anything else, Ed, that you wanted to mention, whether it be about what's coming up or what took place this past weekend?
No, just if we
can
get people to come out and see what we do on Friday.
Yeah.
You know what? Come in the new gym.
I was going to ask you, is it going to be in the new gym?
Yep, it's in the new gym. Yeah, it's gonna be some good duels this weekend. So,
all right,
have people just come out and watch. That'd be great.
Sounds good. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Broken Bow Head Boys Wrestling Coach Ed Schaaf joining us on the Broken Bow Wrestling Report.